Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. As many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we do follow suit, stay a bit more domestic and delve into the world of great recipes. This week we head to Italy to hear a springtime recipe for risotto from chef Alice Delcourt at Milan's Erba Brusca.
Hello, this is Alice Delcourt, chef and co-owner of Erba Brusca in Milan, Italy. Our restaurant is on the outskirts of Milan along the Naviglio Pavese, the canal on the southern part of the city. We have a working farm and today we'll be making borragine risotto with caramelized garlic and nigella sativa. So you want to start by making the caramelized garlic. Take about a head of garlic. We want to peel all of the cloves. And then you can put the cloves in whole into a good knob of butter in a little pan and just kind of cook those down until the garlic is very nice and brown and soft. Add a tiny splash of balsamic vinegar and a little bit of lemon juice and blend it all up. The garlic, the lemon juice, the butter that it was cooked in, and the balsamic vinegar. You'll have a nice shiny brown paste. Next, you're going to want to make your borage puree. This can be done with any kind of green leafy vegetable if for some reason you don't have borage. So nettles are great. If you're really in a squeeze, even some kind of chard or spinach can kind of do it. But it's great if you have some kind of wild, stronger tasting vegetable like borage or nettles. So you want to clean those fast, just take off like the big stalks, and then you want to blanch them for about 2 or 3 minutes in some nice salty water. Take them out. If you want to keep your vegetables nice and green, put them in an ice bath. If not, you can just take them out and squeeze them dry a little bit and blend them up in a blender. You're going to get a nice bright green puree and put that aside to put in your risotto next. Now you want to get prepped for your risotto. So best if you have either chicken or vegetable broth on hand. If you need to make a broth, we always just do equal parts celery, onion, carrot, and then whatever kind of chicken bones or maybe a meat bone, or maybe you made lamb stew yesterday and there's a bone hanging around, throw that in there, a couple peppercorns and a bay leaf. I like to slightly salt my broth. Some people don't, but just make sure if you don't that you salt your food. You want to bring your broth up to a simmer, and then you can start prepping your rice. You want between 80 and 100 grams of rice per person, so it depends on how many people you're having over. I usually do a probably abundant, like 400 grams of rice for 4 people. You want to throw that into your pan with a tiny bit of oil, and then start toasting your rice. Just keep on toasting it at a medium heat until it's too hot for you to touch. So just keep on touching it with your hands now and then, the grains of rice. As soon as it's too hot for it to touch, it's ready. And you want to cover it with broth. So you cover it just right to the edge with broth and stir it and let that absorb. Once it's absorbed, continue to cover it with broth, and that's what makes it become risotto. So you're going to keep stirring your rice until you see the little grain of rice. It looks a little transparent on the outer layer. You can still see a little bit of white in the middle, but transparent on the outer layers. And that means it's almost done. You want to try it. And usually it's a little bit crunchy in the middle, al dente, but not crunchy anymore. So as soon as it looks about that, make sure you've continued to reabsorb the broth. When it looks like it's nice and reabsorbed, you want to add your borage puree that you've made, and that will kind of take place of the last of the broth. Stir that until it kind of warms through the rice. When it looks like a nice consistency, creamy and very hot, still take it off of the burner. Put it aside to rest for about 1 or 2 minutes, and then you want to beat a nice knob of butter and some Parmesan into the rice. Beat until your arm hurts. So you don't want to beat it really hard until you get a nice creamy consistency. If it looks a little too dry, just add a tiny bit of broth. If it looks a little bit too liquidy or soupy, I would just let it rest for a lot longer and then try again. Once you finish that, test for salt and borage taste. If you like it greener, just add some more and then plate it. You want to finish it with a couple dollops of the garlic cream on top. And then I put nigella sativa seeds on top, which are little black seeds, which give kind of a nice eucalyptus taste. But you can also substitute with poppy seeds or almonds, or some people like sesame seeds. And I always like to finish with a little bit of lemon zest as well. So, buon appetito.
Thanks to Alice Delcourt from Milan's Erba Brusca restaurant. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned for The Menu, our food and drink show that premieres every Friday at 20:00 London time. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.